Today's daf is Shabbos Daf Lamed Dalet, and we are at the Mishnah, 12 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avram Ben Gittel, Yichil Yosef Ben Sara, Gabriel Tzvi Ben Yutka, Henech Yisrael Ben Esther Necha, Yitzchok Elio Ben Chaya Sara, Avram Yekosil Ben Gittel, Avram Kadesh ben Malka Bela, Rafal Zalman Hillel ben Chavi Yenta, Shloim Zev ben Chaya, Moshe Aharon ben Toiba Esther, Ben Zion ben Hadassah Chasya, and Leah Bas Chana. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Malya Bas Rab Yosef, Shmu Yaakov ben Chayim Yehuda, and Shmuel ben Yibodo L'Chayim Toivin, Shimon Zev. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Neiris Shabbos, the Mishnayos, the well-known Mishnayos, in Perek Vamem Madlik. It says the Mishnah, Gimel Dvarim, there are three things, Tzoruch Adam Loimar, Betoich Beisoy, Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha, that every man has to say in his house, to his wife, Im Chashecha, meaning as it's getting dark. You don't want to say this too early in the day, but close to Chashecha, the man of the house has the responsibility to say the following, Isartem, Eiravtem, Hadliku Asaner. So he turns to his wife and says, Isartem, did you give Meiser? We're going to have to eat tonight. We're going to have to eat on Shabbos. On Shabbos, he can't be Mafis, Shumas, or Meisers. So he's not sure if she did or didn't, so he asks, Isartem, additionally, Eiravtem. Did you make sure you prepared the necessary eruvin? We'll see more in the Gemara about that as well. But that's another thing that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And finally, hadliku es haner, make sure you light the candles. Rashi says that, notice, isartem and eraftem are beloshim bitmiya. You ask, were they done? Hadliku es haner, you don't ask, but rather you instruct. And Rashi says, very simple, because you know if the neris were lit or not. So if you saw them lit, then fine. But if you didn't see them lit, you have to say hadliku es haner. As it relates to isartem and eraftem, that's not something you would have any way of knowing. If you look at the fruit, you don't know if trumas and maisers were given or not. Therefore, you're supposed to ask. You don't know if there was an eruv given necessarily. So it's for that reason, isartem eraftem is a question. Hadliku es haner is with an exclamation mark. It says the Mishnah, Safik Hashaycha, Safik Eni Hashaycha. Erev Shabbos, if you're at a time where you're not sure if it's night yet or it's not night yet, also known as Bein Hashmashes, we'll see more about that in the Gemara. So the halacha is as follows. Ein Ma'asu Nesavati, you're not allowed to be Ma'afras Shumas V'Maisres. Ve'ein Matbila Nesakelin, you're not allowed to be Toivol Kalim, as in Tfilas Kalim. Ve'ein Matbila Nesaneres, additionally, you're not allowed to light candles for Shabbos. The reason is because if it's Safik Chashecha, Safik Eina Chashecha, even though you don't know for sure that it's Chashecha, so it's not for sure Shabbos, but it's a Safik Chashecha, it might be Shabbos. And being that it might be Shabbos, mi Safik, you have no choice but to go to Luchumra. Meaning that time of Bein Hashmashes that we'll see a lot more about in the Gemara, where you have a Safik if it's Yom Halayla, the halachas of Shabbos are noy. Rashi speaks out that you see in the Gemara Chiddush, that not only are the derises of Shabbos noyig, but the abundance of Shabbos are clearly noyig as well. Meaning, you're not allowed to light candles Bein Hashmashes. Lighting candles is a malacha derisa. Le'sevaru esh b'chol moish v'seichem yema Shabbos. It's a pasuk in the Torah, Parshas Vayakel. So for that, it's understood why you can't do it Bein Hashmashes. It's a Safik Deiraisa. Safik Deiraisa, of course, you have to go Lechumra. But you see a Chiddush that you can't be Mafrish Trumas and Maisris. You can't be Toivol Kalim. Rashi says those are not Isurei Deiraisa. Those are only Isurei Derabanan. And even that you can't do Bein Hashmashes. Rashi says that's a Chiddush. It's really not something that everybody agrees with. There's a discussion in the Gemara if the Chachamim were Geyser Shvusim Bein Hashmashes, or they weren't Geyser Shvusim Bein Hashmashes. The Tanah of the Mishnah holds we were Geyser Shvusim Bein Hashmashes, says the Mishnah Vayter, that even though we just said there's certain things that you're not allowed to do Bein Hashmashes, Yisurei Shabbos Deiraisa, even Yisurei Shabbos Derabanan, but there are other things that you are allowed to do. Avo Ma'asru Nesadmai. So if you buy Peiros from Ma'am Ha'aretz, where the Rabbanon said that you have to give Trumas V'Maisris, and you can't assume that the Am Haaretz was already Mafris Trumas V'Maisris, even though you're not allowed to be Mafris Trumas V'Maisris, ordinarily Bein Hashmashes, but Demai is something you are allowed to be Ma'asa Bein Hashmashes. Additionally, Uma Arvin, you can make an Erev Bein Hashmashes, V'Toim Nesachamin, and you're allowed to do Hatmana with hat food, then Ashmashas, we'll see why these three things are different in the Gemara. Mino ani mili. Says the Gemara, how do you know that you have to tell your wife before Shabbos, hadliko esaner? I'm Rabbi Shoben Levi, I'm Akra. It's learned out from the following pasuk, a pasuk in Iyuv, Perek Hei. V'yodato ki sholem ahalecha, ufakadeta navcha, V'loi secheta. V'yodato ki shalom ahalecha is a reference to Neiros Shabbos. We've seen many times already here in Perek Mem Adlikim that there's some correlation between shalom bayis and Neiros Shabbos. We'll see more about that in the raid bite. But v'yodato ki shalom ahalecha, and the pasuk says ufakadeta nafcha, you should instruct your wife. V'lo secheta, make sure you don't end up not lighting before Shabbos and rather light on Shabbos, which will be a very, very terrible sin. So the Torah is saying, V'yodato kisholem alech, we're talking about Neir Shabbos, ufakadet anofcha, you should instruct your wife. So you see, there's an idea of telling your wife, hadliku Neir Shabbos. Omer Rabbe Barafun, afakav tamer Rabbanu shleshet varm tzarech adem loyim, mevichulu, even though the Rabbanan said that a person's obligated to tell his wife three things before Shabbos, isartem, eravtem, hadliku esaner, tzarech lemerminu b'nichusa. Meaning, even though these three things are very important, so you would think you should come down hard, you should tell your wife, you should yell it and scream it. She should understand how important it is to you. Says the Mishnah, or says the Gemara, Rabbi Bar Avuna said it's not the way you're supposed to do it. And he gave practical a reason for it. Because if you yell and you scream, people tune you out. They don't take you seriously. But if you come like a mensch, then people are going to listen. Amar Rav Ashi said, I never heard what Rabbi Avuna said. But Kiyamti Misfara said, that's something that I just was... good intuition, I realize that I'm going to tell these three things to my wife, but I'm going to say it in a nice way. Freik de Gemara Kasha, ha gufa Kasha. I have a Kasha in the Mishnah. The Amrit, the Mishnah said, Shleishet varm tzarech adon lemim b'toich b'esei erev Shabbos im chashecha. When are you supposed to say, Yisartem me'ravtem adligos aner, im chashecha? Say it before it gets dark. Meaning, while it's for sure still day, late in the day, ubavad shalo yachtem v'lo ya'acher, but not too late. It shouldn't be bein hashmashes. It sounds like im chashecha in, safik chashecha, safik en chashecha loy. If it would already be bein hashmashes, I mean, it has to be before dark. Before you even have a safik that it might be night. Before bein hashmashes. Why? Why would you have to say iravtem before bein hashmashes? Probably because you can't make an error, bein hashmashes. So you have to say it at a time where you could still take care of business. But the other time, then the Mishnah says a few lines later, bein hashmashes, certain things you're not allowed to do, certain things you are allowed to do. Mishnah gave examples of both. And one of the examples the Mishnah gave of something that you're allowed to do bein hashmashes, even though you would have thought maybe you're not allowed to, was ma'asrin es hadamai, you're allowed to give ma'isa fadamai, u'ma'arvin, and you can make an erev. So if you can make an erev bein hashmashes, Freik de Gemara, why then do you have to say a raftem samach lechashecha? Why can't you say a raftem bein hashmashes? Say a bein hashmashes, your wife's going to say, oops, I forgot, she'll take care of it. Or your bnei bayis, whoever it is that's going to take care of this, will know that there's still time to do it. Meaning, bishloi me'isartem, okay, that's something, unless it's demai, you're not allowed to be mafresh, chumasu maestris. Bein hashmashes, not something you're allowed to do, so you have to say it miba'od yoyim. Hadliku saner, of course, that's chil Shabbos day raisa. You can't do that bein hashmashes, so you have to make sure you say it miba'od yoyim. But araftem, being that the Mishnah said that's something that you're allowed to do, bein hashmashes, so if that's the case, why do you have to say it miba'od yoyim? Says the Gemara, simen begufei zimra tzipara bechavlo denosa. Amar Rab Abba, Amar Rab Chia Barashi, Amarav. So don't let those two dots fool you. This is all a continuation. The Gemara is going to answer the question. Loi kasha, kam be ruvet chumin, kam be ruvet chatzeres. We're talking about two different chumin. The reisha of Mishnah, where the Mishnah said you have to say a raftem when it's still im chashecha, meaning while it's for sure light, even before bein hashmashes, it was talking about which eruv, eruvet achumim. When the Mishnah says, u'ma'arvin bein hashmashes, it was talking about which eruv, eruvet chatzeres. Meaning we know there's different types of eruvin. There's eruvet achumim, there's eruvet chatzeres, and then there's eruvet tafshilin. This, not all eruvin were created equally. They're all considered an Eruv on some level, but they're not necessarily the same thing. In fact, the halachas of Eruv Tafshilim are discussed in the second parak of Masechtas Beya. It's Eruvei Tchumen and Eruvei Chatzeres that are discussed in Masechtas Eruvim. But the point is, there's different types of Eruvim. Says the Gemara, as it relates to making an Eruv Ben Hashmashes, it depends what type of Eruv we're talking about. Eruv Tchumen, you can't make Bein Hashmashes. Eruv Chatzeres, you can make Bein Hashmashes. Now, what's the difference? Says Rashi, if you hold Tchumen's Deiraisa, so okay, that's the difference. Eruv Tchumen's Deiraisa, there is such a Shita, and Eruv Chatzeres is only Midrabanan. But the problem is, there's only such a Shita, it's Rabbi Akiva Shita, but all the Tanoim, other than Rabbi Akiva, kemat in Shas hold that Chumah is a Derabbanan. So they're both Derabbanan. So if they're both Derabbanan, this Erev you could, this Erev you can. So Rashi says something very interesting, a good Yusoid to take with us. And that is that even though Tchumin and Chatzeres are both Derabbanan, but there's a fundamental difference. Eruv Tchumin is a Derabbanan that has an Asmachta in a Pasuk. Eruv Chatzeres is a Derabbanan that has no Asmachta in the Pasuk. Says Rashi, a Derabbanan that has an Asmachta is more Chomer than a Derabbanan that doesn't have an Asmachta. Say Ruvit Techumen is more chamer. That's why you can't make a Ruvit Techumen ben Hashmashas. That's why a Raftem, which is referring to a Ruvit Techumen, that's something you have to say still im chashecha, even before ben Hashmashas. A Ruvit Chatzeris, that's what the Mishnah meant when it said ma'arvin, that's something you're allowed to do ben Hashmashas. What comes to mind is a chiddush that we've mentioned many times for Rabbi Chanan. Today's not the day for that. But Rabbi Chanan says a chiddush in Kovet Shiurim that there's a difference between a da'iraisa that's mefurish in the pasuk. And a deraisa that we only learn out from a drasha, even though they're both deraisas, but there's a maila when something's mefurish versus when something's only learned out from somewhere else. The sugya that Rabbi Chanan says it in, he has many marimakaymas, but the primary marimakim is the sugya bia b'miktash, maybe a loishma bia. So someone that's tummy is not allowed to enter the base of miktash. And the Gemara has a discussion: could he do a bia b'miktash? Could he stick his hand in or his foot in? And the Gemara says bia b'miktash shma bia, but it's mavura. Rabbi Chanan says in Tosfos and Shas that there's a chumra in a bia. Kulei versus a bias mikta, says Rabbi Chanan. Why? Once when marba bia be mikta shma bia, what should be the difference? The Teretz says, because when the Torah says you're not allowed to enter, it was referring to a bias kulei. We have a limo that's marba bia be mikta. Being that that's only from a riboy, it's not on the same level. So here you have the same exact concept as it relates to a durabanon, that there's a maila from a durabanon where something is has an asmachta versus when it doesn't have an asmachta. Either way, says the Gemara. Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar Lishnayim. If two people go over to one person, so two people are talking to one person, Save Arav Aleinu, go make an Erev for us. Eruvit Techumen. So we're familiar with how Eruvit Techumen works. A person's not allowed to go outside as Techuman Shabbos. Stating that, you can make an Erev before Shabbos. So you can put Mazir Shtei Sudois in a place that becomes your center. So that you have Alpayim Amah not from where you physically are, but from where your food is. When does the Erev go into effect? So it goes into effect the beginning of Shabbos, which is usually defined as Bein Hashmashah. So what happened over here was, two people went over to one person and said, Rabid, would you do us a favor? Would you make us an Erev? So he said, sure, I'll do it. One of them, he made the Erev Techumen before it got dark. And for the other one, he made the Erev Techumen when it was already Bein Hashmashah. Now, the one from whom he made the Erev before Shabbos, Nechal Eruv Bein Hashmashah. Bein Hashmashah came, his Erev was eaten. An animal came, for example, and ate the Erev. It wasn't there Bein Hashmashas. Vezesh Erevel Bein Hashmashas, the one for whom he put the Erev Bein Hashmashas, Nechal Eruv Mishach HaShecho. Mishach HaShecho, once it got dark, the Erev was eaten. So it didn't work out so well for either one of these people. It says, Rava Shneim Kona Erev. The Erev works for both of these people. Freik the Gemara Kasha. I understand. Manavsh. I Bein Hashmashas Yimomahu. What is Bein Hashmashas? It's Safik Yoyim Safik Lai. So which one is it? If you want to take the stance that Bein Hashmashas is day, Basra Likni, Kamaloi Likni. So when the person put the Erev Bein Hashmashas, he put it during day, that's what you're supposed to do, you put it Erev Shabbos, then the sun set, for sure, it became nighttime. It came nighttime, it was eaten, but being that it was there, Betchilas Chashecha, so the Erev Techumen was Chal. So the second person has an Erev, but the Kashas Kamaloi Likni, the first person shouldn't have an Erev, because when was the Erev eaten for the first person? He put it there, Meboid Yoim, and then it was eaten Bein Hashmashas. If Bein Hashmashas is Yoim, that means the Erev was eaten by day. By the time it was Vaday Laila, he didn't have an Erev anymore. So if he didn't have an Erev, he was never Koine Shvisa, because Shvisa has to go into effect at the beginning of Shabbos. So the second guy should have an Erev, the first one shouldn't. Vi Bein Hashmashas Laila, and if you want to take the position, Bein Hashmashas is night, so Kamaloi Likni, so then for the first person it's good, but Basra Loi Likni. But for the second person it's not good. Why? The first person it's good because he had the Erev Bein Hashmashas. It was eaten Bein Hashmashas. So when Bein Hashmashas came into effect, he had it. But for the second person, it's not good because the second person's Erev was placed Bein Hashmashas. If it was placed Bein Hashmashas, that Bein Hashmashas is Chashecha, it's Laila, that it comes out, it was placed that night. If it was placed that night, it was placed on Shabbos. You can't make an Erev on Shabbos. You have to make the Erev Shabbos. So, Freit the Gemara B'monavshach, you can't have your cake and eat it too, right? So, how does this make sense? Lechura, either the first one has the Erev or the second one has the Erev. How could they both have the Erev?
So the Gemara says, Bein Hashmashes, the real answer is Sveiku, as we'll see on Amid Beis. Bein Hashmashes is a Safik, Sveiku Durabanon Lukula, and being that Ruvit Tachumen is a Durabanon, even though it's a Durabanon that has an Asmacht in the Pasik, so maybe it's a serious Durabanon, but it's a Durabanon. And as it relates to the Halacha, Sveiku Durabanon, you go Lukula, and that's why in both cases we assume they have an Erev, because Sveiku Durabanon Lukula, says the Gemara of Amar Rav. Mipnei Ma Amru Ein Toimnim, Bedavar she'enei moisav hevel. Why is it that Chachamim said that a person is not allowed to do hatmana on Shabbos in something that's not moisav hevel? So there's a whole perek, Masechta Shabbos, that deals with the laws of hatmana. It's the fourth perek. It's perek b'met toimim. So really, we'll get into the laws of hatmana b'met toimim. But what we need for the next few lines is the basic halacha, and that is that hatmana makes a difference whether it's being done in a davar that's moisav hevel, or a davar that's not moisav hevel. Meaning there's a concept of, I'm going to take something, I'm going to hide it, wrap it in something that's going to maintain its heat. And then I could do a hatmana in something that's not just going to maintain its heat, but it's actually going to generate additional heat. And there's a huge nafkamina. Hatmana on Shabbos is aser, even on a davar she'ein moisav hevel. But if the hatmana has been done b'davar ha-moisav hevel, you're now allowed to do it even Erev Shabbos. So Rebbe wanted to understand the basic halachas of Atmana. These are very important lines as it relates to Perek Kira and Perek Bamet Toimer. So he says, why is it that the Chachamim said you can't do Atmana in Adavash Eni Moisav Hevel, Mishach HaShecho? So he said, because we're afraid that if you're going to start getting busy in the kitchen, then you may see that the food needs to be cooked a little better. You may end up cooking the food. Okay, so therefore, don't do Atman on Shabbos, even with Abba Sha'inu Moshe. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya asked him a question. That's what we're talking about this now. In the Mishnah, you see that one of the things you're allowed to do Ben Hashmashes is you're allowed to do Atmano. So he said, why are you allowed to do Atmano Ben Hashmashes? If there's a concern that maybe you're going to go ahead and cook the food that you're being matmin, then you shouldn't be able to do Ben Hashmashes either. Because Ben Hashmashes is Safik Yom Safik Laila. You're not allowed to cook Bein Hashmashes. If you can't do a cooking Bein Hashmashes, you shouldn't be able to do Atmano Bein Hashmashes either. That was his question. But they say, told him, Stam Kederis Roischis, because most Kederis are Roischis. I mean, most Kederis are Roischis is really a far-fetched concern. So if it's something far-fetched that you may come to cook it, it's only Bein Hashmashes anyways, we weren't so worried. On my Rav said, Neh, Amr, ain't time to bedover a Moisav Hevel. I feel my dream. Once we're on the topic of Atmano, why are you not allowed to do Atmano bedover a Moisav Hevel even my dream? The answer is, Kederis Shema Yatman Beremetz, Sheyesh Balachas, because we're afraid you may do the Atmano Erev Shabbos in cold. I'm a Abaye the Yatman. Who cares? Do it in coals. It's Erev Shabbos. Why is that a problem? Because if there's going to be coals, there's always a concern you may stoke the coals. Hashtag Perakira. So it's for that concern that we said you can't do Atmana in any Dabra Moisef Havel. Gzeri, you may do it with coals. Gzeri Atu Shem Yechat Becholim feels a little like a Gzeri L'Gzeri. But either way, that's really more for the coming Prokim. So just going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah began, Gimel Dvarim Tzarech Adam Lerim Techbez Erev Shabbos and Chashecha. Isartem, Iravtem, Hadliku Asaner. Then the Mishnah talked about things that you're allowed to do Bein Hashmashes, things you're not allowed to do Bein Hashmashes. So what are you not allowed to do Bein Hashmashes? No Meiser, no Tfilas Kalim, you can't light candles. What can you do Bein Hashmashes? You could be Maser Demai, you can make an Erev, and you could do Hatmana with Chamin, Bedover She'ena Moisef Hevel. What's the difference between the Reish and the Seifa? Meaning, what's the difference between the things you can do and the things you cannot do? It's not the Reish of the Rabbanon, because in the list of things you can't do, included in that is the Rabbanons. So you have to say, now, a pshat in the three things that you're allowed to do. So let's work backwards. The Gemara explained. Why are you allowed to do it? Because really, it should never be a problem. It's only Gzeira Shema Yartiach. Being that stam kederos are roischos, so we're not so concerned. Uma arvin, the Gemara clarified, it's talking about a ruvi chatzeres. Ruvi chatzeres is a derabbanan that has no root in the deraisa anywhere. So being that it has no root in the deraisa, it's completely rabbinic in nature. So therefore, we're makel over there. And then finally, ma'asr nas hadmai. So that the Gemara never addressed, but Rashi addressed it in the Mishnah. Rashi said it's based on what the Gemara says throughout Shas. Roiv ami yaretz ma'asrin. Really, most ami yaretz were ma'isa. So demai is not even a suffix. Demai is less than a suffix because statistically speaking, there's a ruba the lesser kamon. The chances are that this person went and for sure gave ma'isr already. So because of a chashash miut, so for that already, we weren't so concerned. Zok, the Gemara is not going to change topics for the rest of our daf and really the majority of daf lamin hey and talk a little bit about Bein Hashmashes. So again, what's Bein Hashmashes? Literally, Bein Hashmashes means between the sons. But from a halachic standpoint, Bein Hashmashes means
between day and night. So we know what day is, we know what night is. There's some point where day transitions from day to night. That transitional period, Chazal defined as Bein Hashmashas. And there was a big suffix by Chazal how to treat Bein Hashmashas. What is Bein Hashmashas exactly? That transitional period. Is it day? Is it night? Is it sometimes day, sometimes night? Is it day and night? Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. This is a very important brisa. Bein Hashmashas, suffix min hayom u min halayla. Chazal had a tzad that maybe the tkufa of Bein Hashmashas, that black of time, is during which day shifts and becomes night. So the transition happened sometime during that time period. We don't know exactly when, but it's sometime during that time period that we switch from day until night. Safi Chum had another tzad, that maybe it's Kula Min Hayom, it's 100% day. Safi Chum had another tzad, Kula Min Halayla. Maybe it's 100% night. As a result, being that it was a Safi, Matila Naisa L'chaymer Shnei Yamim, you always have to go L'chumra. Meaning we don't know exactly what it is, so you always go L'chumra. We'll get back to that in a minute. Vezo, Bein Hashmashas, physically, practically, what is Bein Hashmashas? So today you have a calendar. You can look at your calendar, you'll know what Bein Hashmashas is. But once upon a time, what exactly, how is a person supposed to know when it's Bein Hashmashas? So the Gemara defines it. From the time that the sun sets, as long as the eastern front is still somewhat red, so the sun rises in the east, it sets in the west, if the eastern front is still red from the rays of the sun, now we're talking Bein Hashmashas, if the bottom of the sky, meaning closer to the horizon, became black, but the Elyon is still a little bit light, that's Bein Hashmashas. Once the bottom and the top of the sky are all black, so Laila, that's for sure. Laila, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. What exactly that means, the Gemara is going to explain. Rabbi Nechemi says, Nechemi has a much simpler pshat. He says, Bein Hashmashas starts by Shkia, and it lasts the amount of time it takes a person to walk a half a mil. A mil usually is considered to take 18 minutes to walk. So half a mil is easy math, that's 9 minutes. Rabbi Yossi says, Bein Hashmashas Geherifayim. The whole Bein Hashmashas is Geherifayim. This Rabbi Yossi is of Brachas Dav Beis fame. So he says, Bein Hashmashas happens very, very fast. And Nichnas V'Yotzei, V'yev Shalamed Olav, it's very hard to, it's a very short period of time. Regardless, the Gemara is going to discuss from Nechemya's sheet and Rabbi Yossi's sheet and tomorrow's daf. For now, for daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara is going to discuss the first sheet. So again, three sheetes, what exactly Bein Hashmashas is. Is it what Rabbi Yehuda said? Is it 9 minutes like Rabbi Nechemya said? Or is it like Rabbi Yossi said, it's Keherifayim, Zenichnas V'zei Yotzi, V'yev Shalamed Aleph. Additionally, the Braisa said, and this everybody agreed with, is that there was a big time suffix by Chazal how to treat this time called Bein Hashmashas. We know what day is, we know what night is. Things you could do by day, the things you could do by night. But how do you treat Bein Hashmashas? And the Braisa said, we have to read Stardom. It could be Bein Hashmashas is day and night, because it could be the transition happens during Bein Hashmashas from day to night. It could be it's 100% day, and it could be it's 100% night. So what do? Matil Inoisa L'chomer Shnei Yomim. You have to go L'chomra, and that's what you're always supposed to do. So the Gemara says, L'may Hilcha. So what does it mean you go L'chomra? Now, just to speak out first. As it relates to the Chumrah that maybe it's day, the Chumrah maybe it's night, that's simple. So if it's Friday night, Bein Hashmashas, like we saw in the Mishnah, you have to assume maybe it's night. Safik Hashecha, so you can't do Malacha. If it's Matzoy Shabbos, Bein Hashmashas, Safik Yoy, again, you can't do Malacha. But where's the Negeya that it might be day and night? So the Gemara said, Amar Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua Le'inyon Tumah. It's Negeya, the Halachas of Tumah, specifically Tumah Zav. Get it? Now we learned in the Mishnah, Rosh Ne'yama Bein Hashmashas. If a Zav had Re'iyos 2 days in a row, Bein Hashmashas, Safik L'tumah, it's a Safik, what level of Tumah he has, Ula Karbin, additionally, it's a Safik, whether he has to bring a Karbin. Raya Necha Bein Hashmashas, if you saw one night, Bein Hashmashas, Safik L'tumah, he definitely doesn't have to bring a Karbin. There's a Safik, however, whether he is going to be Tumah. So just to dust off some of our ideas as it relates to Azav. So what's Azav? Azav is similar to Azava, but different in Halacha. Azav is a man that has some sort of a mission, similar to Keri, but it's not the same thing. The Mishnah, Mesechtas Nida, talks about the differences between Keri and Zav. It's a sugya, but it's sort of similar to Keri. If Azav sees one Re'iyah, he's Tameh, full Yoy, like a Balkari. If he sees two Re'iyahs, then the Zav becomes Tameh Tumah Chamura, which means, in order for him to become Tahar, he has to have Shiva Nekiyim. If he has three Re'iyos, then not only does he have Shiva Nekiyim, he even has to bring a carpet. The halacha is that if a Zav sees all three Re'iyos in one day, he'll be Tameh. Meaning, Tala HaKasav B'Re'iyos, V'loi Tala HaKasav B'Yamin. That's in contrast to a Zav, where Tala HaKasav B'Yamin, V'loi Tala HaKasav B'Re'iyos. But regardless, as it relates to a Zav is Tali in Re'iyos. stating that two halachas. The first halacha is that if a zav has a 24-hour period where he doesn't have a ri'ah, it knocks out everything that he had earlier. Vayomim harishonim, right? He loses out. So if a zav would see a ri'ah, wait 24 hours, say another ri'ah, the two ri'ahs wouldn't combine. It would be another one ri'ah. Additionally, if a zav sees one ri'ah, but it's a long ri'ah, it happens during 2 days, so then the halachas would count as two ri'ahs. Okay, what does that have to do with us? We're talking about a zav that had two ri'ahs bein hashmashos. So it was Sunday night bein hashmashos, it was Monday night bein hashmashos. We have three possibilities. One possibility is the first one was Yayim, the second one was Laila. If the first one was Yayim, he had the first ri'ah during the day, on Sunday, he had the second ri'ah on Tuesday, Monday night, which is Tuesday. That means it was a 24-hour block between ri'ahs. It was a full day. He's not Tomei at all. Or he's Tomei, Tumah Kali. He's like a Balkari. But he doesn't have to have Shiva Nekiyim. He doesn't have any Tumah Chamur. There's another possibility. The first one was day, and the second one was day. Or the first one was night, the second one was night. If that's the case, so he had two Re'iyos, consecutive days. He doesn't have a full day in between. As a result, he'll be Tomei. He has to have Shiva Nekiyim, but there's a third possibility. The third possibility is the Re'iyah took 5 seconds. Maybe that Re'iyah, the first 2-3 seconds was one day, and then it shifted over from day to night. Because that's the first sad. Safik min hayoyim, umin halayla. That's also a possibility. On that side, it comes out then that he had two Re'iyahs, and then a third Re'iyah, or one Re'iyah, and then two Re'iyahs. But the point is then there were three Re'iyahs in 2 days. If there's three Re'iyahs in 2 days, not only is it Tomei, he also has to bring a carbon. That's where it's negated halacha. It's negated this Mishnah. Rosh ne yom bein hashmashes. If he saw 2 days bein hashmashes, suffer the Tomei, suffer if he's Tomei. Meaning, could be he's not Tomei. Maybe one was Sunday, one was Tuesday. Maybe you know. Maybe one was Sunday, Monday. So then he would be Tomei. But it was, and additionally, the carbon. There's also a tzad that maybe he has to bring a carbon. So there's three possibilities. Could be he's only a Balkari. Could be he's Tomei Tumah Chamur, but doesn't have to bring a carbon. Could be even has to bring a carbon. Raya Mech, what if he saw 1 day Bein Hashmashes? So then he for sure doesn't have to bring a carbon, because the most he could have seen was two Rias in 2 days. So Safik L'Tumah, there is no Tzad carbon. Good. Says the Gemara, Haguf Akasha. Let's go back to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda said that what's the definition of Bein Hashmashes? The Ezehu Bein Hashmashes. He said, Meshatishka Chamu, it's from the time the sun sets, Kol Zman Shepnei Mizrach Madimin, as long as the eastern front is red. Hichsav HaTachta V'le Hichsav HaElyu Bein Hashmashes, if the bottom part of the sun is dark, but the top part is light, it's still Bein Hashmashes. Hichsav Elyum V'Hishvel HaTachtam. If the whole sky is dark, then it's going to be Laila. So the Gemara says, there seems to be a stira. Pashat, how to read the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Aguf HaKasha Amrit, Ezeu Bein Hashmashes, Mishatishka HaCham, HaKos Manshav Neim, Ezeuch Madimit. He said, what's Bein Hashmashes from Shkia, as long as the eastern front is red? It sounds like that's Bein Hashmashes. Once you get to the next stage, HaHichsav HaTachtam, HaHichsav Elyum, but if the bottom of the sky gets dark, Lailu, at that point, it's going to be night. The other time, then you said, Hichsav HaTachtam V'Hichsav Elyum Bein Hashmashes. No, that the bottom part of the sky is dark. As long as the top part is light, it is Bein Hashmashes. It's only when both, the whole sky is dark, that it becomes Lailu. So which one is it? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda seemed to be talking about three shiurim. The first shiur is, you see redness in the eastern front. The second shiur is, the bottom of the sky is already dark. Then the whole sky is dark. These are three stages that happen in succession as the sun is setting. So Rabbi Yehuda clearly said that the middle stage is Bein Hashmashes, but he also sounds like he's saying the first stage is Bein Hashmashes. So it's a little confusing. That first stage, where you see redness in the eastern front, but the bottom of the sky didn't get dark yet. Is that Bein Hashmashes? It's not Bein Hashmashes. That's the Nakuda, or where there seems to be a steer over here. So the Gemara is going to say, it was a machloikis. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef had to read Rabbi Yehuda Shita. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mashmur. Rabbi said, Karuch Betani, the way you read it is like this. Ezo Bein Hashmashes. What's Bein Hashmashes? Mishatish Gachama, Kol Zman Shepnei Mizruch Madimim. Vihichsev Atach, Doin Vilei Hichsev El Yoinami Bein Hashmashes. Hichsev El Yoinami Bein Hashmashes. Meaning that first year is part of Bein Hashmashes. Rabbi Yosef said, no. He said, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, Hachik Tani. Mishatish Gachama, Kol Zman Shepnei Mizruch Madimim. The first stage where only it's red, that's day. Once it's Hichsav Atach, Vihichsev El Yoinami, then it's Bein Hashmashes. Hichsev El Yoinami, Hichsev El Meaning Rabbi Yehuda was discussing three shittas. Vadayoyim, Bein Hashmashes, Laila. Regardless, what's the machloikis? The machloikis is that first shear where it's because manship name Mizrach Madimim. Is that day or is that Bein Hashmashes? According to Rabba, that's Bein Hashmashes. According to Rabbi Yosef, that's day. Comes out, basic cheshbon, that according to Rabba, Bein Hashmashes is longer than it is according to Rabbi Yosef. They're explaining the Tana Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The machloikis Amiram had to understand Rabbi Yehuda. So we had three Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemiah, and Rabbi Yosef. Now we have a machloikis Amiram had to understand the first Tana. Machloikis Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabba, it's a little longer. It starts already when the Pnei Mizrach Hamadivin. According to Rabbi Yosef, it's later. Says the Gemara Bazel Tamayu. That's what Shita said. Mashir Bein Hashmashes Bekama. How long is Bein Hashmashes? Amar Rabba and Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. Shloish Chalke Mil. It's three Chalokim of a mil. My Gimel Chalke Mil. Three Chalokim. What's a Chalik? Plus a palgimil, three half a mils, name a mil of mechza. Why are you talking in such a funny way? Three halves?
Three halves is one and a half. Ela tlasa tilse mil. Maybe it means three thirds. The Gemara says three thirds is one. Is name a mil. Ela tlasa rivi mil. Must mean three quarters of a mil. Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Yehuda. He said name Yehuda, name a Shmuel. Shnei chelke mil. No, it's, you know how long ben hashmash? It's not three quarters of a mil. It's two chelke mil. My shnei chelke mil. Either mitrei palge mil. It doesn't mean two half a mils. Lame a mil. Two halves is a whole. So just talk straight. Ela tlasa rivi mil. Maybe it means two quarters. No, two quarters, two fourths is a half. Ella, what it means is trade till same mil. It must mean two thirds of a mil. So what do you see? According to Rabbi, it's three quarters of a mil. According to Rabbi Yosef, it's two thirds of a mil. What's longer? Three quarters of two thirds. Three quarters is 75%, two thirds is 66%. So obviously, three quarters is longer. So if three quarters is longer, so Rabbi Shir is longer. It's Vazdul Litamayo, it's Lashitasayo, Rabbi's. Ben Ashmash's thought a little earlier than Rabbi Yosef's. As a result, it's a longer. It might be Nayo. So if you do the math, what's the difference really? Iki Benayo Palga de Danka. A Danka is a six, which means a half a Danka is a half of a six, which is a 12th. The difference is going to be 1/12. Why is it 1/12 of a mil? Because 2/3 and 3/4, if you do the back of the envelope arithmetic, so 2/3 and 3/4, you count, your lowest common denominator is 12. 3 into 12 is 4. 2 times 4 is 8. 4 to 12 is 3, 3 times 3 is 9. So 2/3 converts into 8/12, and 3/4 converts into 9/12. The difference, hence, is 1/12. So it's very simple math. Says the Gemara, v'chilufa b'chalta. So the Gemara makes an interesting comment. The Gemara says, you have a machloikis here, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, which is the biggest shir, which is the longest shir. Rabbi's shir was longer, Rabbi Yosef's shir was shorter. Rabbi's was 3/4, Rabbi Yosef says was 2/3. The Gemara says, I found, coincidentally, I found another place in Shas where there's a machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. They're talking about Shiurim. FYI, no shaykes to what we're talking about. Here, Rabbi Yosef has the longer share. Rabbi has the shorter share. And wouldn't it be interesting that Rabbi's share starts with a 3 and Rabbi Yosef's share is with a 3 and Rabbi Yosef's share is with a 2. Now, the truth is, Rabbi's is a 3 and Rabbi Yosef's was a 2. It was 3/4 and 2/3. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, v'chilufa, you have the exact reverse regarding a chalosa. What's a chala? Not a chala that you're not allowed to eat on Pesach, but as in a chala, as in a basket. If you have a basket that measures 2 kurim, so the halacha is you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. Bas klasa kuri asla tatula. But if it's 3, you're not allowed to. And why? Because it's muktzah. What do you mean? Why should you be able to carry a basket? Because a keli is not muktzah. But if it's so big that it's not a keli anymore, it's not a dovra mitalto, then you're not allowed to carry. So what's that cutoff point? Rabbi said it's 2 kurim. Rabbi Yosef Amar, no. Bas klasa kuri namishari. 3, you're allowed to carry. Bas arba kuri, then already it's going to be asr. So that's what the Gemara says. Here's the irony. Here you have Rabbi Yosef has the biggest share, Rabbi has the shorter share, and Rabbi Yosef shares with a 3, like Rabbi was in our sugya, 3/4, and Rabbi shares with a 2, like Rabbi Yosef's share was 2/3. Am Rabbi, Bobby Neidemar. I once asked Rabbi, whose Rabbi is Rabbi? Rabbi. Said, I once asked Rabbi Bishas Mais, this is a real story. I wanted to carry a big basket. I said, how big is it allowed to be? I know this is Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Right? This is Rabbi Shita. And what did he tell me? Vafilu bas trei kuri lo sharli. He was more machmer. Bal nefesh yachmer. He was more machmer than Hishita. He wrote a tshuva, Rabbi, said that a chalas about straight kuri shalom tatula. But Abaye said, I asked him this kasha. He didn't let me carry it. Come on, what was he basing it on? Kahai Tana. Which Tana? A Tana in Mesechtes Kalim, Mesechtes Aholis, Kaveris Akash. If you have a basket that's made, I'm sure the Kaveris Akodim is made out of Rizu, Boris Svina Alexandrius, but this was some sort of big bar that they used to have on these Alexandrian ships. Avu Bishesham Shulayim, even if they have Shulayim, they Machzikis Memsa, but if they carry Memsa, they're that big, Balach, meaning liquid 40 sa carriage and kurayim biyavish, which means it can carry 2 kor of yavish to hirim that tar. Why would they be tar? Because there's a rule in Hilchis Tumah v'tahira that certain things, if they're not metaltal, they're not mekabel tumah. This is too big, it's not metaltal. So Rabbi had a shita that if something is 2 kor, it's kurayim biyavish, right? Too big, it's not mekabel tumah, it's not mekabel tumah, it's not a keli, it's not a keli, it shouldn't be keli regarding Shabbos either. Abaye said, Shmami, no. FYI, derech agav, I learned something else from this Mishnah. Hay gutsha til sahava. If you have a container, so you want to know how much solid it can contain. So there's a ratio of how much solid versus liquid a container is able to handle. Meaning, it's always going to be 1/3 more solid than liquid. How do you know that? Because this keli that the Mishnah describes was able to contain 40 sa. This is really big. This is a mikvah, right? It was able to contain 40 sa. And we said, Shehen kurayim biyavish, a kur is 30 sa, 2 kurim, a lot of math today, is 60 sa, which is one third more. Now it's shlish mila bar, not shlish mila gav, because it's really 50% more. 60 is 50% more than 40. But if you take the difference, which is a half, it now represents one third of the 60. That's a shlish mila bar. That was what Abaye said. One last gemara. Abaye chazil rava the kadavi lemayrif. Abaye once saw Rav. He was trying to figure out if it's bein hashmashes, if it's night yet. He saw him looking towards the west. Amalei said, "What are you looking towards the west?" But Tanya, we're going to the price of Yudah Shitis called Machu Pnei Mizrach Madivin. Supposed to look to the east. Amalei said, "Don't misavres Pnei Mizrach Mamish like Panam Madivin is a Mizrach." Said the sun doesn't set in the east; it sets in the west, but it reflects to the east. But if you want to know where the sun really is, you could look to the west. There's a cheat sheet. There's a way of figuring it out from the west. But really, you could look to the east. I mean, there's a way of figuring it from the east, but really, you could look to the west. That's where it says. I'm looking at the west. Ikedamri, some had a different version of the story. Rav Chazal Abai, it was the other way. The Kodavi the Mizrach, he was looking to Mizrach. Amalei said, "Why are you looking to Mizrach?" He said, "What do you mean? It says Mizrach." He says, "No, Pnei Mizrach, Mi Sabes Pnei Mizrach, Mamish Pomam Badimir is a Mizrach. The sun doesn't set in the east, it sets in the west. What it means is it reflects over to the Simonich Kavsa." And a good way to remember this is a window. So if you see sun or light against the wall, it's coming in through a window. The source of the light is not the wall, it's coming from the outside. So what you see here is coming from there. So therefore, even though Chazal attributed it to Mizrach, but really by looking at Ma'ariv, that certainly you'd be able to figure out exactly what's going on. Exhale. So just two ha'aris. One a little more lundish, and the other one a little bit more light, as it relates to today's daf. So the very beginning of the daf, the Mishnah said, Gimul dvarim tzarech adam loyme betoich beisai erev Shabbos im chashecha. Isartem, eiravtem, hadliku esaner. How do you know you have to tell your wife Hadliku Saner? I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said the Amakra, because the pasuk says in Iyoy, V'yodato kisholim ahalecha ufakadet tanavcha v'lo sechta. So you're instructing your wife to do what? Kisholim ahalecha, something that's going to bring shalom into your tent, into your house. What brings shalom into a person's house? Neiroi Shabbos. So you see from there that there's an idea of telling your wife Hadliku Asaner. Amar Rabbi Barafuna. Rabbi Barafuna said, "Afakaf Amar Rabbanon Shloish Dvarim Tzarich Adam Loimer Erev Shabbos." But Tzarich Lamir Bnei Chusa. You have to say it in a nice way. Keichad LeKablinu Minay. Then Rav Ashi said, "I never heard what Rabbi Barafuna said, but my intuition told me that that's probably the right way to do it." Either way, you see in this Gemara something that we've now seen in Perek Bamem Adlikim Tzindritin Mo. This is the third time we've seen this already. That there's some correlation. Some association between Shalom Bayis and Neiroi Shabbos. The Gemara said on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis that if a person has enough money to buy Ner Beisai, or he has enough money to buy Kiddush Hayom, he has enough money to buy Ner Beisai, he has enough money for Ner Chanukah. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to buy Ner Beisai. Ner Beisai is the Neiris that you light for Shabbos. Why? Why is Hadlokas Ner Shabbos more chomer than Kiddush? Mechateisi. Why is it more chosher than Ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah is Presume Nisa. The Teretz says, because Ner Beisa is related to Shalom Bayis. And the Rishonim say each and their Nusach. Rashi says it the way he says it. But the Rambam says it epically in the end of Hilchas Chanukah. The reason is because Ner Beisa is Mishum Shalom Beisa. And Harei Hashem Nimcha Klasu Shalom Bein Ish Le'ishtoi. Because God Allah Shalom Shekala Teru Nitna Lasu Shalom Bayim. Shalom Derecher Darachim Noyam. V'chol Nesiv Eseh Shalom. But either way, there's an idea that there's a connection between Shalom Bayis and Ner Shabbos, and that's why Ner Shabbos, Ner Beisai, is Koydim before Kiddush Hayom, it's Koydim before Ner Chanukah. We had the Gemara on Daf Chav Hei Amid Beis, where the Gemara brought a pasuk in Eicha, where Yirmiyahu said, "Vatiznach Mishalim Nafshi, Nashisi Toiva." What was Yirmiyahu referring to? What was he bemoaning? What didn't he have that he missed so badly? Amir Rabavozu Adlokis Ner B'Shabbos. Because there's an idea that Ner Shabbos brings Shalom, and there's Neiris to Shalom. So there's again a connection between Shalom and nearby. So now we have it in Dritimu. We have it in today's daf. V'yodato kisholim oyholecho. That's somehow related to Ner Shabbos. Now the truth is, just to be clear, even though you see in the Gemara that there's a some sort of connection between Shalom Bayis and Ner Shabbos, the reason a woman likes candles Erev Shabbos im chashecha is not because of Shalom Bayis. The reason a woman likes candles is because there's a mitzvah to light candles, and the Rambam talks about it. We mentioned all these Rambams earlier in the Perek, in Perek Hei in Hilchas Shabbos, and in Perek Lamed in Hilchas Shabbos, and in Perek Vav Hilchas Shvi'is as Yontif, where the Rambam says that the reason you light candles on Shabbos is related to Oynik Shabbos, and it's related to Covet Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos v'karasal Shabbos Oynik. If you're going to be sitting in the dark, you're not going to have Oynik Shabbos. If you're going to eat the Suda without
candles, so it's not going to be Oynig Shabbos. So the Karasa L'Shabbos Oynig is certainly the Mechayev of Neir Shabbos. There's an idea of Kovet Shabbos as well, preparing your house on Shabbos, that it should be in a Mekubedig way, a way that's befitting to greet the king, the Shabbos Hamalka. So there's an idea of Oynig Shabbos is an idea of Kovet Shabbos. We spoke about the Briskerov that's mentioned in Reb Chaim and Stencils, the Briskerov that's mentioned in his Pirish Ala Torah and Sefer and Parashas Yisrael. We went through all this raid, my good friend Levi Chomsky, we spoke about this already. But the point is that's poshet, that the mechayev of lighting candles Friday night is not so that there should be shalom in the house. The mechayev is v'karasol l'shabbos oynig, the mechayev is l'ktosh Hashem mechubed. That's why you do it. It's related to oynig Shabbos, it's related to kovet Shabbos. It just so happens that there's a side benefit that you get from lighting candles for Shabbos. There's a fringe benefit, and that is that there's an idea of shalom, because neiros, at the end of the day, bring shalom into one's house. Rabbi Bienenfeld, I heard from him a beautiful ha'ara, and that is, the Gemara says it's Hanukkah, and you have enough money to either buy neiros to light candles Friday night, or you have enough money to light candles for Hanukkah. So which one are you supposed to do? So the Gemara says, and the Rambam brings in then the Vilchas Hanukkah, ner beisai kodim. And the reason is, very simple, mishum shalom beisai. It's related to shalom bayis. Rabbi Bienenfeld asks, so why is this halacha true only on Friday night? L'chayr, it should be true on a Tuesday night as well. It's Tuesday night Chanukah. It's the fourth night of Chanukah. And you have to light candles right now. And you have enough money to buy a ner for your house. You have enough money to buy a ner that you're going to be able to light, ner Chanukah. So which one should I do? So you'll tell me, I should light ner Chanukah. I don't know if it's so budget. At the end of the day, ner besa you need for shalom bayis. You need shalom bayis in your house Tuesday night, just like you need it Friday night as well. Okay, what's the shalom bayis? The shalom bayis is because you're living in the dark. So if you're living in the dark and you don't have, right now, you're living in the dark and you don't have candles, so it's not good for your shalom bayis. So the cheshbon of shalom bayis, the cheshbon sharei Hashem nimcha glas is shalom ben ish lishtoi. Godol ha-shalom shekol ha-toyre nit olas is shalom bayis. Shanem adir acher darchinem v'chol nesiv esay ha-shalom. It's not exclusive to the candles that you're lighting for Friday night. That's true for any night of the week. Yet, loy shamanu v'loy matzinu v'loy re'inu. No one ever said such a halacha that if it's the middle of the week and you have enough money for Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, that this is what you're supposed to. Of course, you're supposed to buy the money. You're supposed to buy Neris Chanukah. But the question is why? If it's related to shalom bayis, then why is it exclusive to Friday night? L'chayr should be true the whole week as well. Rabbi Bienenfeld said a teretz, and if I may, I just want to be makdim and be meisav a little bit to what Rabbi Bienenfeld said. And that is as follows. I saw in the Sefer Yerech L'Meyadim from the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yeruchim Olshin Shlita, he brings a shayla from the Baal Hisoiris Tshuva. So who is the Hisoiris Tshuva? Hisoiris Tshuva was Rabbi Shimon Sefer. Not the Chassam Sefer son Rabbi Shimon Sefer, the Ksav Sefer son Rabbi Shimon Sefer. So the Chassam Sefer had a son Rabbi Shimon Sefer, the crook of the Rav, and the Ksav Sefer, who was the Chassam Sefer's son, the Ksav Sefer also had a son Rabbi Shimon Sefer. He was the Erloyer Rav. Believe it or not, the Erloyer Rav was born in the year 1850, and he was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, in 1944 in Auschwitz. It's hard to believe, but the Chassam Sofer had a grandson, the Ksav Sofer's son, Reb Shimon Sofer, that was killed in 1944 by the Nazis. Hashem Yimkum Damai. So the Hesiris L'Tshuva clears the following question. He says, the Rambam says in the end of Hilchas Chanukah that a person has to borrow money, he has to sell his ksus, Kidei lahadlik ner Chanukah. We spoke out a lot about this. What's the makar to the Rambam? Rabbi Tiveger, who proved from this Rambam there's no halacha of hamavazviz al yavazviz yoysam chaimish when it comes to ner Chanukah. But this is the Rambam's halacha. The Rambam says that ner Chanukah is so important that a person has to go, he has to be shoyl al apsochim, a person has to be moichik susay, kidei lahadlik ner Chanukah. And Rabbi Shimon Sofer, the Erloyer Rav, cleared the following question. He said, what's the reason for it? Why is it that way? The reason is because Persume Nisa, the Rambam says that. Because of Sheyesh by Zikarnanes. See, he said, I want to know, what would be if a person lives by himself? He has no one in his family to whom he will be Mefarasim Danes. Not just that, he lives in Irsha Kuloi Goyim. There isn't one Jew in his neighborhood. He's stranded on an island all by himself. Should he light? Does he have this halacha that he has to be shoyl al apsachim and be meichik susay? L'chayr, if the reason you're shoyl al apsachim meichik susay is to be mefarsim dines, so Rabbi Shimon Sofer said over here, you're not being mefarsim dines. There's no mirror. Who are you being mefarsim to? You're not being mefarsim to anybody. So as a result, maybe you don't have this halacha, or maybe not. Maybe at the end of the day, it's Ner Chanukah. Maybe you would have this halacha. Now the truth is, there's an assumption Rabbi Shimon Sofer is making in the shayla, and that is, Persume Nisa is always for Yenim. There's no idea of doing something to be mefarsim dines
for myself. But let's leave that aside. Rav Shimon Soif is assuming Persume Nisa for somebody else. So he wanted to know that being that there's no Persume Nisa, and the Mail of Ner Chanukah, the Rambam said, is related to Persume Nisa. Definitely Yishoy L'Psochim, Meichik Suzoi. So what would be if you're going to light Ner Chanukah and you're not being Shoy L'Psochim? What would be if you light, or you're not being Mepharas and Dinas? Would you have this halacha, they have to be Shoy L'Psochim, or would you not have this halacha? And he brings a very interesting raya. He says, I have a raya and it's checkmate. You know what the raya is? The raya is from one of the most famous Mishnayos in Shas. The raya is from the Mishnah in Masechtas Pesachim, Tzadik Tesa Mitbeis, the 10th parak of Masechtas Pesachim. Erev Pesach, Arvei Pesachim, Somech Leminchol, Yoichol Adam Asher Techshach. Literally now. Afilu Ani Shebe Yisrael, Lo Yoichal Ad She Yosef, Velo Yivchesu Loi Me Arba Koisei Shol Yayin, Vafilu Min Atamchoy. There's a chi of a person has to have Dalet Koises. And even an Ani, the halacha is that his misparnis ben atamchi doesn't even have mazin shtei sudois. Even that person, the halacha is lo yifchasu lo ne arba kaisis. Now, what's the reason? Why is it so important that he has arba kaisis? The reason is mishum persum me nisa. So said Reb Shimon Soifer that if I'm right in my tzad, that a person doesn't have to be shoyel alap sochin, and he doesn't have to be moichik susai fener chanuku when there's no persum me nisa. I think the same should be true regarding an ani. So an ani who doesn't have any ability to be mefarsim the nes of vaitzesi v'itzalti v'gaalti v'lakachti when he's drinking his dal koises, shouldn't have a halach of layifchasu lay me'ar b'koises. That means if a person is praving the seder by himself, that person maybe has a different shulchan aruch as it relates to dal koises. It could be the most basic halacha that everybody learns in Arvei Pesachim, that afilu ani amisparnes men atamchoy layifchasu lay me'ar b'koises. My Abra Koises, Kobi doesn't have this halacha. Why? Because it's all related to Pesumi Nisi. He has no one to be Mepharis on the rest too. And said Rabbi Shimon Soif, I can't be Soivel that Chiddush. He says, no one ever said such a Chiddush. It's not Emes. It's not true. And if that's not true, says Rabbi Shimon Soif, must be that even though the reason the Chachamim said you have to have Dal Koises, even an Oni is Mishum Pesumi Nisa. But once the Chachamim made that Takana is true, even if Bepoil there is no Pesumi Nisa. Because at the end of the day, this is a mitzvah that's shayich to Persume Nisa. See, even if you physically do not have the Persume Nisa, the Allah is not going to alter, and the Allah is still going to be lo yifchus olay me'ar b'koises. So say Reb Shimon Soif, the same thing is going to be in this case. It's true, when do you have to be shoy lalab sochem, you have to be moichik susim and archanuk. What's the reason for it? It's for Persume Nisa. But at the end of the day, Chachamim made a takana. They said the mitzvah of ner chanuk has a maila. And the mitzvah is, you have to be shoy lalab sochem. Why? What gave it this maila? Because it's Persume Nisa. But what would be in a case where I don't have the Persume Nisa, the halacha wouldn't change. Just like the Ani would still have to have Dalet Koises, even if he doesn't have an ability to be Mepharis and the Nes, so too said Reb Shimon Soif, the same would be true over here. What's the lumdus? The lumdus is because it's not the Persume Nisa. It's not the Persume Nisa that's Mechayev to be Shoyl al Apsachim. It's not the Persume Nisa that says, Lo yifchusu lo me'ar b'koises shal yayin afilu me'atamchi. It's the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah. The question is, mehecha tesi, by this mitzvah, we take it so seriously and we say that you have to be shoyel al psachim, a merchik susai. Usually, you don't find halachas like this ordinarily. What makes this mitzvah different? Manishtana mitzvah zu, mikola mitzvahs. The teretz is persume nisa. It defines this mitzvah as being a different mitzvah. It's a maila in the mitzvah. But at the end of the day, the reason you have to be moisa nefesh is not for persume nisa. You're being moisa nefesh for the mitzvah. And what would be lu yitzuyer? You didn't have the persume nisa, you'd still have to be moisa nefesh for the mitzvah. Because this mitzvah is different because it's a mitzvah sheyesh by persume nisa. Punk, you figured out a way how to stand on one foot and have a nafkamina where you could do ner chanukah without persume nisa. That's very nice. It's like a shmak and nafkamina. It doesn't change anything. Because the reason you have to be shoyel al psachim, the reason you have to be moichik susoy, the reason lo yifchus uloy ma'ar b'koish l'yayim v'afilum en atamchoy is not because of the persume nisa. It's not the persume nisa that's the mechayev. It's the mitzvah that's mechayev. The reason this mitzvah is different is because it's a mitzvah sheyesh by persume nisa. But if you have a hechatimtzah where I have the mitzvah without that, then l'chura, that's not going to change anything. So said Rabbi Bienenfeld, l'chura, the same thing is true when it comes to ner Shabbos. The same thing is true when it comes to Ner Shabbos. The reason Ner Shabbos is Adif, the reason it's Adif Mikiddush Hayoyim, the reason it's Adif Mi Ner Chanukah is because Ner Shabbos has a Milo. What's the Milo of Ner Shabbos? The Milo of Ner Shabbos is Shalom Bayis. But at the end of the day, it's not Shalom Bayis that's Doicha Ner Chanukah. It's not Shalom Bayis that's being Doicha Kiddush Hayoyim. It's Ner Shabbos. It's Ner Shabbos with the Mechayim is Vakarasal Shabbos Oynik. It's Ner Shabbos that the Mechayim is Kovet Shabbos. You want to know why this is Doicha? Why in the pecking order of mitzvahs this has a milah? Because you should know there's a side effect, there's a fringe benefit you get, and that is the adato kisholim ba'alecha. You're gonna get shalom from it. Being that you're gonna get shalom from it, that's a milah. But at the end of the day, the koyach of tchiyah is the mitzvah. Meaning you have a say doicha loisa say, you have an asay doicha loisa vasay, you have an asay the rabbin to be a doicha nasay the yachin and chasavelos, right? You have an asay a more chashuv asay, a less chashuv asay. There's a suchan aruch of tchiyah where mitzvahs are doicha, mitzvahs are flying all over the place. So many sugis and shas are predicated on that. That's what this is. The mitzvah of Neir Shabbos is doicha, the mitzvah of Neir Chanukah. You want to know what gives this mitzvah a maila? Mechatesi. This is a candle, that's a candle. Not just that, that's Pesumei Nisa. The Teretz is, this has a Shalom Bayis element. And Shalom Bayis gives it a milo. But just like we saw in the Seiris L'Tshuva, just like Reb Shimon Sofer proved in his mind that there's an idea that if I could do a mitzvah sheyesh by Pesumei Nisa, if I don't have the Pesumei Nisa, it doesn't change anything. Because at the end of the day, it's the mitzvah. It's not the Pesumei Nisa. The Pesumei Nisa is just the proper to give the mitzvah a milo. But it's the mitzvah. So certainly if I have the milo without the mitzvah, I'm not going to have the chiyah. It's the flip side. Rabbi Bielefeld's case was where I have the milo without the mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon Zayfer was handling when I have the mitzvah without the milo. It comes down to the same chakira. Is it the mitzvah or is it the milo? And if it's the milo, if it's the mitzvah, azoy. Either way, that's the first aura. The second aura, as it relates to the drush, and that is, but at the end of the day, it's clear. There's no way to walk away from Perek B'mem Adlikin and not realize that there's some connection between Neiris Shabbos and Shalom Bayis. I mean, the Rambam gives his epic piece about Shalom Bayis when he talks about Ner Shabbos. And it's clear. It's clear that there's some sort of connection here. And the question is, what's the connection? Why this emphasis? Why this dogush on Shalom Bayis? Dafka Friday night when a woman lights candles. But I think the pshat is like this. The Gemara, Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Nun Beis Amid Aleph, says as follows. The Gemara tells a story. Hanu Beit Shrei, the Igru Behu Satan. There were two people, such an interesting lashon, that the Satan somehow was able to get in between. How so? The Chol Beis Shimshi, every Bein Hashmashis, Erev Shabbos, have a Kominsi Bahadah Dodi. They used to get into a fight. So there were these two people, they got along 6 days a week. Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, their fight always broke out. And you know why? Because the Satan somehow was able to get in between them. It says the Gemara, Ikli Rab Meir Lahasam. Rab Meir was once there. Akvinu Tlasabe Shimshi. Rab Meir says, I'm going to deal with this. He took them for 3 weeks, and he made sure that for 3 weeks they didn't fight. Ada Avad Lahu Shlama, until they finally, after 3 weeks, they made up. Shame the Ka'amar, and then Rab Meir heard that the Satan said, Vai da Afke Rab Meir Lahu Gavra Mi Beise. It says, woe is to me that the Lahu Gavra, that Rab Meir was able to get rid of me. So Rav Meir comes every Erev Shabbos. There's this shchuna where these two people are fighting. It's making a tumult. It's making noise. Rav Meir walks in. They ask Rav Meir, the God of Adar, help us. These two chevra are fighting. We need to break up the fight somehow. Rav Meir says, the Satan. I know how to deal with the Satan. 3 weeks, if you get along, you'll have nothing to worry about. And he literally heard this baskel that said, Vai da'ofke Rameir lahu gavra mi beis. It wasn't a baskel, it was the Satan talking. And the Satan said in the first person, you see, Rameir was able to knock me out. The Maram Shif, on this Gemara right here, in Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Nun Beis, Amid Aleph says, that you see from here, that these two people were able to get along the whole week. It was just Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashes that for some reason, they couldn't get along. So he says, what's the pshat? He says, it must be that the Satan is mekatreg, and he tries to cause that a person's house should have unrest, and that there should be fighting Bein Hashmashes. That's something that he does. And that's something that he wants. And that's why these chevra were able to get along. But there's some ruach of machloikis. The Satan works overtime, Erev Shabbos, specifically Beis Shimshi, when it comes close to Shabbos. And that's why this happened. Says Ram Shif, now you can understand a little bit better a Mishnah in Mesechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. The Mishnah that we learned today, it's not the Mishnah, it's the Gemara, today's Daf. The Mishnah said, Gimel Dvarim Tzarech Adam Lehmim Ptech Beis Erev Shabbos, and
What Rabbi Rav Huna said, but you have to say it, you have to make sure you say it in a nice way. Rav Ashi said, I know it misvar. Says in Ram Shif, why is it so? I don't understand. The whole week, if you tell your wife to do something, make supper, that you should say with 5 exclamation marks. So all of a sudden, now, says Ram Shif, because there's an extra sensitivity. There's an extra sensitivity when it comes to Shalom, and Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos, the Sultan gets involved. Erev Shabbos, the Sultan tries making machloikis. And being that he tries making machloikis, so it's for that reason, you have to be a little bit more careful. You have to be a little bit more careful Erev Shabbos. The Ben Ishchai has a halacha sefer that he wrote on the Parshios. And in his second chelik, this is a chelik base, it's in Parshios Vayera, he talks about this idea. He says a few fascinating things. He says that when we're makabel the Shabbos, what do we say? We say bayi kala, bayi kala. He says the word bayi is spelled beis aleph yud. It's the same gematria as ahava. Bayi beis aleph yud. That's easy math. 13. Ahava is also easy math. It's also 13. They're both 13. And he says the reason is based on something that he saw in the chida. Gumayshe kasev agoyin chida zal b'meir be'etzvah. It's one of the chida svarim. Ois kuf mem. Kalois ha-mincha b'erev Shabbos kodesh. Mincha time erev Shabbos. Hine eis mesukin l'machloikis bein ish l'ishtoi. Ubein hamesharsim vasitra achara toirachas harbe lecharcher riv for ish hayore yokuf liyitzray shelo yoyre shum achloikis vakpada vaadarabo yivaki shalom ayin sham. And then he goes on and says the Ben Ishchai, he starts, he talks pashit to us, man to a man. He says v'da kinei kol adam ha'oise ketatam riv ha'mishtay oibana v'mesharsim. Is any man that gets into a fight with his wife or his children or his mesharsim v'adai niru lo yishadin imay? Chances are he's probably right. He's probably doing the right thing when he's fighting. Ach be'emes, stating that anyone that has a little bit of seichel bin yavin will understand shem yotze is a michshel mitachas yadam, that if a fight breaks out in your house erev Shabbos, einenu nase miitan, has nothing to do with your wife, the ein zeh masa yadayim elohu maisa satan, this is all the satan, like the chida said kidei lecharche rivu madayim be'esahe. He says v'masatan oimet kenegedish. So think about it, if the satan is involved and he's standing by your wife, Oya Misharis, or next to your Misharis, all these Misharisim, Umachshila Minyane Abayis, and he's trying to make something go wrong. Last is Dovisha Inu Misukin Labalabayis. What do you want from them? You want your wife to fight the Satan? With a question mark? With a question mark. He says, who can take on the Satan? It's not possible. Okay, call Ishmael and everybody understands. Don't blame it on your wife. And then he quotes the Gemara Masechtas Gittin as Exhibit A. It's actually Exhibit B. He has a different Exhibit A. As Exhibit B for this idea that you see Erev Shabbos, the Satan tries very, very hard to go ahead and to be Makatrik. And that's why Bayi Kala, like the Chida said, Bayi is a Hava. You have to work extra hard to make sure that there's going to be a Hava in the house when it comes Shabbos. It's interesting, this emphasis on Satan. That's the Lashon HaGemara, Gittin Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, that Hanu betrayed the Igrubu Satan. And Rameir said, I'll deal with the Satan. Right? Show me the Kamer, Vay Da'afi Rameir Lahu Gabra. Rameir was able to get rid of the Satan. Parenthetically, I was thinking, you know, we just learned the Gemara with David HaMelech. HaMelech, the Malach HaMavis tried killing David HaMelech, he was learning Torah, and then the Malach HaMavis outsmarted David HaMelech. Right? He was able to outsmart him, he got him to stop learning for a second. And then we mentioned that there's the Gemara with regards to Rav Chisda, you find the same thing, he was able to outsmart Rav Chisda. And we mentioned the Tanud of Elio with regards to Elio and Navi. You find this recurring theme that the Malach HaMavis was able to outsmart everybody. He outsmarted Elio and Navi, he outsmarted David HaMelech, he outsmarted Rav Chisda, right? All the Gemaras that we talked about. The one person you find outsmarted the Malach HaMavis was Rameya. Right? Because the Satan is the Malach HaMavis. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in the end of the first parak in Masechtas Bava Basra. Satan and the Malach HaMavis is the same person. He's just wearing a different hat. But it's the same person. So you see, Rameya was able to outsmart the Malach HaMavis. Nobody else outsmarted him. Right? The Malach HaMavis is always outsmarting everybody. Here you have a Gemara where he outsmarted him. Shamei de ka'amar vay da'afki Rameya lahu gabra mi besed. Maybe that's another neufich, just to put everything together, why we say l'kod meir aneni, that the Malach HaMavis is there and the situation seems so horrible and so terrible.
and then like the Michas Aluza brings from the Tzidit Chayven Rebbe, that it was a dire situation, and he said it be Masker Rameir, because he was afraid of the Malach HaMavis. David HaMelech couldn't give Zechan Eitz with the Malach HaMavis. He got everyone to stop learning. But Vay Da'afke Rameir Lahu Gavra Mi Beise, that's what he wanted. He wanted this Gemara, Kitten Un Beis Amin Aleph. Vay Da'afke Lahu Gavra Mi Beise. This is the greatest brach in the world. That he got the sultan, he got the Malach HaMavis out of his house. Maybe that's why he was being Masker Rameir. Maybe it's not all those other Gemaras. Maybe it's this Gemara, a new pshat in Rameir. It's Rameir, it's this Gemara, getting that from Beis Amar. But here's the question. The question is, why does the Malach HaMavis go, the sultan, why is this idea of machloik is going on over here, Erev Shabbos? So that's the Gemara getting in Beis. That's what the Ram Shif says, you have to say it, Benichusa. And that's the Ben Ishchai, Bayikala. We say maybe that's why you have to, there's this emphasis on Shalom, there's this doggish on Shalom. But either way, why does this all go nuts? Why does this all happen on Shabbos? Why not on a Tuesday? Why not any other day? Why is it dafka on Shabbos? And Ram Shif himself says a pshat. He says a pshat based on the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, daf kuf yud tes on the days. The Gemara says that when a person comes home from shul Friday night, and the tata came to him from shul, umatsa ner dolog, and he sees that the candles are lit, v'shulchan aruch, the table set, umitasei mutzah. So what happens? Malach toiv oimer, the Malach toiv says, yihi rotzlein shetehev l'shabbos acheres kach. Malach Ra, or you know, Amin Balkarche. And he forces the Malach Ra to say Amin. Then Lav, and if not, the Malach Ra, Oime Yirot and Shtel Shabbos Acheres Kach, Malach Toiv, or you know, Amin Balkarche. Parenthetically, I heard from Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky, said something beautiful. When we say Shalom Aleichem, so how do you say? You say Shalom Aleichem Malachi Hashoris. Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malachi Amalach Mekadosh Baruch Hu. Then by the second stanza, you say Bayachem L'Sholim Malachi Hashalim. Baruchuni L'Sholim Malachi Hashalim. Tzeischem l'sholim malachi ha-sholim. So he said, why is it by sholim aleichem we refer to the malachim as malachi ha-shores? And then by bayachim, barchuni, and tzeischem, they're not malachi ha-shores, now they're malachi ha-sholim. How come by sholim aleichem they're not malachi ha-sholim? So it's different gersois, but this is the simple gersa. So why is it malachi ha-shores and then it becomes malachi ha-sholim? He said, because when the malachim walk into your house, you don't know if they're malachi ha-sholim yet. One is a malach toiv, one is a malach ra. You have no idea what's going to happen. It all depends. The jury's still out. You know when he's a malach, do you know when the malach is shalom? When the malach sees that everything is good, say he gives a bracha and he forces the other one to say amen. He forces him to say amen. It's then that they both become malachi ha-shalom. But it's only at, so when you say shalom aleichem, you don't know if they're malachi ha-shalom yet. It's shalom aleichem malachi ha-shores, because we don't know, the jury's still out. But then by bayachim l'shalom, they walk into the house, and they see the ner's dolog, and they see the mitah, and they see the shulchan azarech. So now already they give one gives a bracha, the other one says amen, the malach ra is nepach, he becomes a malach toif. Now they're both malachi ha-shalom. So now you could say bayachim l'shalom malachi ha-shalom, barchuni l'shalom malachi ha-shalom. Beautiful. But either way, so says the Ram Shif, that you see when the Malachim walk into your house on Friday night, what the situation looks like at that second, that's going to make the whole difference. That's going to determine what's going on right now. They're going to give you a bracha, and what are they going to say if everything is good? That's the bracha you get on Friday night. That's Barchuni L'Shol. What's the nusach of the bracha? That's the bracha. And if it's not good, it's not going to be so good. What does it depend on? It depends what the house looks like. Are you ready for Shabbos? What does it mean you're ready for Shabbos? Are you ready to greet the Shabbos queen? Are you ready to host the melech? Are you ready to host the Shechina? You have to make sure the candles are lit. You have to make sure the table's set. You have to make sure the mitah, the couches are all nice. So certainly, says the Ram Shif, there better be shalom in the house, because the candles could be lit, could be a beautiful table. But if there's fighting and there's pants flying, what is it going to look like for the malach? The malach's not going to give you a bracha. So the satan, whose job is to make your life miserable, you know what he does? He doesn't want you to get the right bracha. So he comes and he says, he causes machloikis. By him causing machloikis, because there's no shalom, he can't get you not to light candles. He could try, but you know, if you makayim the mitzvah hadliko es haner, then he's not going to accomplish that. But what he could do is he can make machloikis. That's the low hanging fruit for the satan, and that's what he tries to do, and that's why he tries to be machloikis. Either way, the idea of why there's an emphasis on shalom Friday night maybe is related to this. I was just thinking, just to go back to Rabbi Bienenfeld's question, maybe the reason you find this halacha that ner Shabbos is doicha ner Chanukah on Friday night, you don't find it on Tuesday night, because Tuesday night, we're not as concerned with your Shalom Bayis as we are on Friday night. See, Friday night, you're dealing with this Ben Ish Chai, with the Chidah and the Sefer, Meir Be'etzpa, you're dealing with the Maram Shif, you're dealing with the Gemara Gittin Nun Beis, you're dealing with Yitzarach Lemerim Ben Yichusa, with some of the other Maram, you're dealing with, Friday night, the stakes are high. Friday night, there's a brocha at stake. Friday night, the gezunt of this mishpacha is somewhat at stake. Yirach and Shetei L'Shabbos Acheres. So the stakes are so high. Shalom Bayis Friday night's a different Shalom Bayis. You're right, Tuesday night you have to have Shalom Bayis also. And if the reason there's a dechiyah is that's the mile of Shalom Bayis, why should Tuesday night be different? Because Tuesday night is different. Friday night, the stakes are much higher. Friday night, you're dealing with the Satan. Friday night, you need Rameir. We don't have Rameir. Vay da'afke Rameir. So because Friday night's more common, maybe that's why you have this halacha dafke by Friday night.